back from us around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio at Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the people speak.
And good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. And we've got the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce in this morning on this first Wednesday of the month. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you, Jeff?
I'm here. We'll leave it at that for this point, but just one of those mornings, you know, never seems to really want to get started.
But. Yeah, well, there's so much going on, you don't have a choice but to get started.
Exactly. So speaking of going on, this is Chamber Meeting Day.
Yes, yeah, we meet today at noon at the Broadway Grill, and, you know, everyone's welcome. You don't have to be a chamber member, but come check us out, and maybe you want to become a chamber member.
Exactly. We know what all's going on and stuff.
Yeah. We are looking for more memberships. You know, we start our memberships in January, but, you know, we take new memberships anytime. And they're $120 a year for our business, and non-for-profit organizations are $65 a year. Okay. And then, but you don't even have to be a business to be a chamber member. We have individual memberships also. We have individual memberships for a single is $30 and married $40. But if you're a senior, then it's $20 for single and $30 for married.
Okay.
And we have a good time at the chamber. We do a lot of interesting events throughout the year, and we do everything we can to help promote your business. And to just, you know, help Sparta, promote Sparta.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back, and we'll kind of talk about what all is going to be going on.
All right, sounds good.
You're listening to The People Speak on Rural Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back. Welcome back, 9:33. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce meeting today at noon at
Broadway Grill. Yeah, in the basement. So. Okay.
And again, as we mentioned, too, I mean, someone that might be interested in all the things the chamber's involved with and activities that are coming up and stuff, they might want to show up and just kind of hear what's going on and maybe decide to become a member.
Yes, and we also have different people come and report, you know, like from the city, the library, the school. Mm-hmm. We hear a mayor's report each week or each month. And you find out a lot more than just about the chamber whenever you come to a meeting.
Right. And they've got good food there, too. So.
Yes, that never hurts.
So what all kinds of things are coming up?
Well, we have a few things coming up. You know, it's spring and things are getting busy. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today was the annual golf tournament that we have. That's on Friday, May 24th. It's always the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. And it's at the Sparta Country Club. It's a four-man scramble. And the entry fee is $60 a person. We provide lunch. And they have the shotgun start at 1 o'clock. So we're taking entries for that all the way up until May the 20th. And also, if you would like to sponsor a hole, you know, for your business or whatever, we're also selling hole sponsorships for $50 a piece. But, yeah, it's a good time. I've worked it the last few years, and we have a pretty good time. We have a lot of people from different areas that come over and play in this tournament. Stillville, Coulterville, Chester, they all come over and participate. It's a pretty good time.
So yeah, it's not, you know, I mean, you don't have to be a professional golfer.
Right. And you also, it's, you don't have to be a chamber member to enter. You know, this is open to the public. Mm-hmm. In fact, I, speaking of the Sparta Country Club, I wanted to mention that they have several other tournaments throughout the year. So be sure and get on their websites and you know, get online and check them out. And, you know, there might be another one that you want to participate in. They have several fundraising golf tournaments throughout the year. And they're doing a lot of different activities on Friday and Saturday nights also. I know they had a big party for St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
And they're doing, you know, a lot of fun things out there at the country club. So be sure and check them out online and see, you know, something you want to participate in. Or, again, you know, they're probably looking for memberships also.
True. Exactly. You know, and mention golf, you know, it's like I always say, you know, I'm one of those, you know, I can make a whole day out of nine holes. So,
yeah, I'm not really a golfer, but it sure is fun to go and I help out with registration,
right.
And I've done the beverage cart before. That's a pretty good time.
So, and that's, what's the date on that again?
May the 24th, okay. And you can register by calling the chamber office. 317-7222, and we'll get you the registration form. Again, same thing with the whole sponsorship if you're interested in that. But yeah, we're looking for teams, sponsors, and just a good time.
All right, great. I know we've got some other things coming up too.
Yeah, I've got a whole list of things here that our wonderful secretary Anna Stein made up for me here. And one of the things is they do have a swim team registration is April 5th and 6th. It doesn't say where that's at, but I'm going to guess it's at the pool. Walmart's having their grand reopening on April 5th at 8 a.m. I think the actual ribbon cutting might be at 9, but I'm sure they would appreciate the community coming out and supporting that. That's looking fantastic out there. I'm real excited about all the changes made out there, and I think it's going to be really good for Sparta.
So, yeah. That,
I know we're doing, like I said, I know we're doing a ribbon cutting for their reopening, mm-hmm. but it says here at 8 o'clock, so I guess they probably want people to start coming out at 8. I know they're going to have a food truck out there, and they're going to make a kind of a party out of it.
So, everybody likes a party.
Can't beat a party. Can't beat a party. Speaking of parties, the Sparta Eagles is having their Extreme Bar Bingo on Friday night starting April the 12th. And those are at 8 p.m., it says here.
Okay. Those are fun.
Yeah. And the Live Well, Be Well classes, they started April 3rd. And run through May 15th every Wednesday from 5 to 7:30 at Broadway Plaza Suite for the hospital. That's the hospital's.
Mm-hmm. They put on quite a few different programs like that for people that, you know, are free or relatively low cost and give people a lot of good information.
Yeah. It says it's at Suite B on Broadway Plaza. So if that's something that you'd be interested in. And the Sparta Fire Department is having a flag raffle on May the 5th. They're selling tickets up until April 29th on that. So that'd be a good cause to
mm-hmm.
get in on.
True. We got that one event. I don't know if we want to talk about that or not. The Touch a Truck?
Yeah, that's coming up June the 8th. And that's from 11 to 3. It's... basically, what that is we're getting different vehicles, and it's going to be out at the shooting complex, and it's an opportunity for kids to get up in a seat and pretend they're driving a fire truck or a police car, or we actually have the National Guard Armory coming out with, I think they have 5 different military vehicles that they're going to bring out. We'll have some food trucks, and this is completely free. So bring your kids on out and let them have the opportunity to touch a truck and pretend they're, hopefully we're going to maybe even have a bus out there. Mm-hmm. I think you're working on that for me.
Working on it. Well, working on it. They seem receptive, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's, I know Wright's Building Center's bringing a boom truck. I think we'll have a wrecker out there from J&S Towing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think some of the adults would probably like it too.
Yes. It's a lot of fun. I've been to the one in Edwardsville, and it is a really good time. Again, this is this is free to the public, free, for the entry fee, and there's no entry fee, but we will have a food truck out there, and we'll also be taking donations if anybody would like to give us a little donation. We'll put that towards our scholarship,
right?
Which we're putting that together because we're going to have our annual dinner here coming up May 30th,
right? And the date is a little different on that, right?
On the annual dinner? Yes, we're doing like we did last year. Last year we had it on a Thursday evening, and it seemed to go over real well because there's so much going on the weekends in spring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have graduations, you know, the weddings. There's way too many things to compete with. So we decided last year to do it on a Thursday evening, and it went over very well. We had a really good time. We had different businesses sponsor the tables.
Mm-hmm.
So they had, the table was themed, and they also had little goodies for you to take home at the table. And we had guest speakers, and we're going to do the same thing this year. Our guest speakers were people that had been in business for, 30 to 40 years in Sparta.
Right.
And how things have changed for them over the years, and we're going to do that again this year.
So it's always nice to be able to, and then, little things like giveaways and stuff on the table too, mm-hmm. It's always nice to take something home.
Yeah, we're going to have just, like a social hour from 5 to 7,
mm-hmm.
It's a cash bar, you can, just visit, and then I think the tickets are $25, but that is for your dinner, and the dinner starts at 6 o'clock. And last year we had it catered by Broadway Grill.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's what we're doing again this year or not. I don't know if we've talked about that. We probably should. Probably should get that lined out. But yes, it's at the VFW on May the 30th. Starts around 5 for just, social hour, and then dinner's at 6.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. We had a blast last year.
and good food, too.
Yes,
definitely. That's always important.
Definitely.
Yeah, so good food and just socializing, so.
Yeah, we got a lot of things coming up with the tournament, the chamber dinner, and the touch a truck. All there within just a few weeks' time, from May 24th to June the 8th, we have three big events mm-hmm. coming up. But that's okay; we can handle it. We'll have a good time.
True.
But we're also gearing up, for our big one, which is the rodeo in September.
Right. I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk some more here on The People Speak. You're listening to Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back. And welcome back. It is 9:51. You're listening to The People Speak. And we're talking today with Sharon from the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce.
Hello there. Got a few more things to talk about if we got the time.
We've got the time.
Well, this Friday, April 19th, Meyer Chevrolet here in Sparta is having pictures with the Easter Bunny from 3:30 to 5:30, so be sure and stop by there and bring your little ones or to get the picture taken with the Easter Bunny. Meyer's been real good about getting involved with the community since they took over at that Chevrolet dealership, and we're happy to have them in town.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of events they've had out there over the past year. So.
Yeah, they've been real good about that. And also, the Sparta Senior Center is having their spaghetti supper fundraiser on April 26th. That's all the details I have about that, but I'm sure you can either call the center, and or they probably have a website also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can find most anything today.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to find that stuff online now, does it?
No, it sure doesn't.
So, yeah, there's, and I'm sure there's going to be several Easter egg hunts that I don't have the information on, but you probably could also call City Hall and find out if they have a list of the Easter egg hunts that's coming. So as far as that goes, that's, we're, for the chamber, after our events there in June the 8th, then we'll be gearing up for the Grand.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming. It's, it'll be here before you know it.
And true.
Yeah, and then after the Grand, we be, working on our rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do that again this year, of course. And it was such a successful event last year with the help of the community. Everyone supported it. The businesses stepped up and sponsored. We, you know, it was a very, very successful event. And so we're bringing back the same rodeo company as last year, the Wooten Rodeo Company. And we're going to have that September 27th and 28th. I think we have a new clown this year, though. I think that clown wasn't available because what I didn't know is these clowns don't actually work for the rodeo companies. The rodeo companies hire the clowns, so they could work for several different rodeo companies.
Right. Yeah, that's he was funny last year.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a Greek. Greek was his name, I think. But yeah, so I think we have a new rodeo clown this year, and I think he'll probably visit the schools again, I'm hoping.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll find out more details as that gets closer. But hopefully everything will be pretty close to the way it was last year. And it was a good time. Everybody had a pretty good time at that rodeo.
Yeah.
Let's pray for the good weather again. We had beautiful weather last year for it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you say the clown going to the schools, and the kids can get really interested. It's like, hey, Mom, Dad, we got to get tickets for this, you know?
Yes, yeah. Well, we also, we send home free tickets for some of the kids, too, certain age and under.
Okay.
We'll do that again this year. It's hard whenever you have two or three kids to you know, bring them, spend the money on a ticket, and then, of course, you know, they're going to want to buy goodies. And,
right. And there were some vendors out there and concessions as well, too. So
if we can get some of the kids in for free, then we want to do that. And like I said, with the help of the community last year and the businesses that sponsored, we were able to do quite a few free tickets last year, which, you know, for I think we did 10 and under maybe. You know, 5 and under just was... We want to get some of them older kids there that really are going to understand what's going on and enjoy it. And, you know, the 5 and under is a given. We should give those to them for free anyway because they don't understand. You know, they enjoy it, you know, seeing the horses and everything. But we want to get some of them older kids there too. Give them something. It's an enjoyable time.
And again, what was the date on that?
Those are going to be September 27th and the 28th.
So, and that'll be here before you know it, too.
I know. That's why we're talking about it already. we have to prepare for it. But, so we're trying hard to bring some events to town that the kids can enjoy. And hopefully this touch a truck goes over real well. I know it's out at the shooting complex. It's a little bit, you know, of a drive out there. But it's the only place that's big enough.
Right.
And we really want to utilize the shooting complex as much as possible. We certainly don't want to lose that in our area.
And I mean, it's got so many different uses, too. I mean, you know, in the past, we've had concerts out there. They've had other events. It's a multi-purpose area.
Yes. And actually, I don't know if you're aware of this, but SIU's been doing a task force meetings out there to basically try to figure out other uses and to, you know, better ways to promote it. You know, they do the best they can on a very limited budget to promote the complex. But, you know, with the help of the local chambers, not just ours, but, you know, Marissa, Coulterville, Redbud, Chester, hopefully, you know, we'll all work together and help promote these events that go on out there. And, you know, because we just don't, the state's just not giving us much of a budget to promote the complex itself. So that's our job to help get some events going out there. And I know they have, you know, things like they have some dog events out there. I guess hunting dog trail running or something. I'm not sure what those are, but I know they have some of those out there. You know, just different. It's not all shooting events.
Right. So I had that coming up too as well. And again, the chamber meeting today at noon at Broadway Grill. And if you're a chamber member, be there. If you're not, but you're interested in helping out with some of these events coming up and just helping out in general, just support the Sparta area.
Yeah, or just to come find out what's been going on and just, you know, a little fellowship. Exactly. We have a good time.
Exactly. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jeff.
We'll talk to you again next month. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. Have a great day.